This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Donald Trump is surrounding himself with pro-life advocates. His latest cabinet pick is Kathy McMorris Rodgers as Secretary of the Interior. Her view of the human person has informed her bills in Congress directly relating to the Department of Interior. Those bills, in turn, have rankled some environmentalists who oppose her pro-life views. Abortion activists hope for over 100,000 protesters to descend on Washington, D.C., the first full day of the Trump presidency, to try to reinforce the idea that somehow the right to abortion of children is a human right. Their protest should give the nation at least a candid view of media bias, as the Big March for Life, being held 6 days later this year, traditionally gets almost no media coverage, despite over a million pro-life marchers. This is Life News Radio. Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org. In other headlines, a pro-abortion writer at Edinburgh University is blasting censorship of student pro-life groups. Charlie Peters writes, "We don't win arguments by silencing the other side." And Oshkosh Children's Clothing is getting cheers from parent customers for hiring a very talented model who happens to have Down syndrome. Oshkosh hired Asher Nash after rejection by a prominent model agency. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.